go. Take seven. Here we go. Would you look at that? 30 minutes, 35 minutes set. We'll call it, what time is it? I mean, I think that's it. I think that's...
Time for station identification.
11:03.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having us. That's all we got.
Thank you, Fox Canadian, for appearing on the program. Fox Canadian, everyone. In the meantime... why not we get back to some more local goodies? Here we have, here we are in hour three. Let us get right. Let us waste no more further time. Sorry, I'm getting myself resituated just a second. Right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is, of course, On the Town with Mikey D. And here's 123 Astronaut with Caterwaul to bring us right back into the local goodies.
Swim with me. Swallow everyone. TV, come with me, so free. Let's be what I hear a voice from the back of the room. I hear a voice cry out, you want something good? Well, come on a little closer, let me see your face. Yeah, come on a little closer by the front of the stage. I say, come on a little closer, I got something to say. Yeah, come on a little closer, wanna see your face. You see, I met a devil named Buena Buena. And since I met the devil, I've been the same, oh no. And I feel alright now, I have to tell you. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the Buena 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 Buena. Good, good, good.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're just going to turn that down a little bit. Sorry about the little muck-up a little bit. We had a little bit of technical difficulties in the studio.
Mark's fault.
That was my fault.
Yes, you can blame it all on these nutbags up here in the studio.
That's a good way to put it.
That is fair.
The guys from Fox Canadian joining us in the studio, hopefully to do more than just knock stuff around.
Yeah, we hope so.
But seriously, though, thank you very much for your thank you very much for popping into the show and all that.
Thank you
so much for having us. It's been a real treat.
Oh, yeah, totally. I dug the set that you guys played earlier. It had, like, really neat sort of combination between like power pop, but also that kind of like rock revival, like that very sort of ragged rock revival that you got from the 80s, that you got from acts like the Smithereens or the Replacements or something
Oh, wow. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know if we could accept that.
That's entirely your prerogative. Take it or leave it.
No, we appreciate
we'll
it.
Take
that's
it.
Very kind of
us. We will take it. But thank you so much for having this. This has been a great experience.
Would you say those were like some? Were those like some pretty good? What am I thinking of? I'm forgetting words now.
It's all right.
Influences. Were those like close influences to what you guys are trying to go for?
I don't know what would you even say where. Would be, we've been in bands for a while, and different assortments of friends have gone through and passed. I don't know what we would call this particular group.
I never can tell what we sound like.
Yeah,
in any band I've ever been in.
Yeah, like me and my brother were in like more of a garage rock band, and me and Mark punk bands.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some garage going on.
Yeah, it's punk garages. That's where
that's
we
the
started. Yeah, it's pretty much the backbone. And then who knows when you have a couple beers and you're in a barn practicing what comes out.
I dig that. That really just feels like the heart of local music.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just especially Boston local music, sure. Like around here.
Yeah.
So, have you got, what are your big plans, like, moving forward? Like, we were just talking about a show you guys just did over at Thirsty First, the new Thirsty First location in Lowell.
Yeah, place is awesome.
What's coming up for Fox Canadian in terms of, like, recording or some shows coming up and
That's
whatnot?
That's a great question, Lils. That's an absolutely great question.
Do you guys not have an answer?
Not much. Not much, but we've been looking forward to this. We've played shows here and then. We try to play at least once a month in the greater Boston area, I would say. And we'll have more, obviously, in the future. No dates knocked down. And then we recorded in...
At New Alliance.
New Alliance in Somerville.
That's definitely a name I've heard bandied around a bunch. They're like one of the big... Or the big name record places.
Yeah, we just name dropped that. But we're friends with Ethan.
Yeah, just pick up that name you dropped off the ground over there.
And take it for a run. Yeah, so we've been able to do that, and that was fun. And we'll be in the studio, I'm sure.
In the next 6 months or so.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you to Eric and Teresa for hosting us for the last few months for a jam space. So we've been building out a jam space at my house, and that's kind of like our next objective.
We're homeless right now.
Yeah.
It comes down
but we can get that done within like a month and then good to go and then booking shows and then... hopefully record or something from there, but exactly, that's
nice.
our number
so
one.
So is there like an intent for this jam space to also basically be used as a recording space?
No, honestly.
We want it to be that space. We want it to be that quiet. Chris has a 1.5-year-old that we need to...
Oh, yeah, that would...
Yeah, so we have to... make it as soundproof as possible.
We gotta dig down like 40 feet below the earth's surface to be able to make it happen because we play so loud, but we'll make it happen. But that's our next step in this band is to find a place to play.
And that place is 41 feet below the earth's surface.
Exactly.
That's where it needs to be. We need to insulate it enough that it sounds like we're 40 feet below the earth's surface.
Exactly.
Just gotta go that one step further to 41 feet.
Reptilians and
Let's make it 42.
Why not keep going at that point?
Yeah, that's the
just
magic number.
Cover all your bases.
Yeah, that's the cosmic number from the Hitchhiker's
Guide. Like 40 feet,
galaxy.
Yeah, but, you know, you gotta
be
thorough.
That two extra feet will really...
It really does it.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The golden silence, as we call it.
That sounds like a math term, and I'm sure
I just made that.
I know, but we're on Tufts Radio, and they're like, "Wait, I've never heard of golden silence."
That's, that might be a future song or album title.
Hey, there you go.
That's a good one.
That does have a ring to it. The golden silence.
You're not wrong.
We don't.
This is
play
recorded,
anymore.
Right?
Just not play.
Yeah, we'll remember that.
Shut up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. TM. For these guys.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, recording, no, like, major new shows coming up on the way or anything like that?
Not nailed down.
No, I told them we can't do anything else.
No Porch Fests or anything like that?
That's what we want to do. We want to do Somerville Porch Fest. When is that?
It's coming up.
May?
It's coming along there.
So, yeah, we're probably too far behind. We're hoping for maybe next year.
I just moved out of Medford, so I lost my porch. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I had a really good one.
So,
it's probably not too late to hit up one of the other Porch Fests. I think like Jamaica Plain Porch Fest is still looking for.
I'm shaking your head because I'm agreeing with every town seems to have a Porch Fest now. So I'm sure there's
every town in Massachusetts. Certainly. Yeah.
If you got a porch, we'll play it. Yes. Just call us up, Fox Canadian. Have
like
us come over.
I don't know about all the towns and cities like directly outside of the Boston area, but I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
But Gus and we will come.
If you have a place for us to play, in the meantime, we'll go play there. So,
right. I mean, more power to you, but it does get a little bit silly. Just like when you see things like Stoneham Porch Fest, and it's just like, what?
Yeah.
Hang on.
That's
hang
a travel destination. Yeah, that for sure is a destination.
The
MBTA Porch Fest.
No shade to Stoneham, of course, but come on.
I love Stoneham.
But come on now.
Yeah.
But does Lowell have one? I feel like that would be
Lowell does not have one as far as I'm aware, but I haven't been especially plugged in to like the ground level of Lowell scene in a while.
They have a folk fest.
Oh, yeah, they have the folk fest, and we have like in tandem with the folk fest, if you're familiar with the venue, the War Then. Like,
The War Then House.
I love the War Then.
For like the whole 3 weekend days, the whole parking lot just gets taken over for like local music for a big soiree called War Then Fest.
Yes. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's not quite the same as Porch Fest, but it's every bit as like beloved and revered.
Yeah.
Their own spin off.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, any porch havers in the Camberville or Medford?
Yeah, this is now officially a call out to
porches.
It is.
Yeah, we're calling out over the rate. Yeah, hopefully
our plan
came
to fruition.
Yeah, that's, if you're listening, hey, porch guys.
Porch guys, what are you doing out there with your free porches?
Give Fox Canadian a call.
Yeah.
We're really friendly.
1-800
We are very friendly.
1-800-FOX-CANADIAN. That is the number.
Wait, let me look it up. How much is that going to cost to get that?
number? I don't know.
The number, of course, is 111-111-111-111, extension 3. Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. So recording, that's definitely new jam space. Any other like big plans in the works? Like any plans for like merch or anything like that?
I do want to get some merch.
That's something I've always had trouble with all my projects.
Yeah. My favorite merch that any band I've ever been in is, but we got matchbooks for an old band that we were in, and with our names on them and everything. Like those are the best.
They're useful.
They throw them around. You can order like 2,000 of them, and I still have a couple boxes of them. So.
Yeah, that's like a bona fide business card right there. Right.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Put your phone number on that. Put your email address.
Wait, so let's just take the old ones and then scribble our name on it.
I have a couple.
Yeah, save money.
How much does it cost to get a little packet of Avery printing labels from Staples or something like that?
Too much.
Oh, okay.
So, that's where we're at.
Careful.
This was our biggest event planned in the foreseeable future was doing this radio show. So thanks again for having us.
No problem. Yeah. Thanks again for popping in. Do you want to leave us with any like social media links or you mentioned at the tail end of your performance, Spotify?
Our first album.
Any
is
other
out.
Services you want to throw out there or anything? I would hope you guys have a Bandcamp.
Yes, we have Bandcamp. Because
that's the best one.
Right. Even on Instagram, on the little stories, you can add our little song.
Yep, so just Google search Fox Canadian, and then you'll find our Bandcamp. I'm sure Spotify, is it iMusic? I don't even know anymore.
Yeah,
we're on Apple Music.
We're on Instagram.
Digital distribution packages there.
Twitter,
got the whole little DistroKid.
Mr. Doth over there on Instagram and
If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, Doth the Doth. That's DothTheDoth.
Fantastic, Fox Canadian joining us in the studio after a fantastic set of Smithereens and
replacements
inspired music. I'm gonna keep pushing that.
Nice,
love it.
Because I'm getting literally no pushback from you guys about it.
We'll take it.
All right. Thanks again for popping in.
Thanks for having us.
In the meanwhile, let's get back to some music. Here's brand new from Emerald Comets with Lost Books.
Thank you. I'm a tea writer, come fly with the crest. Bring back spite with hate, fill faith. One of you closer, when peaks on his breath, some notes on the absence of hit. I will be cancer, I will be shock. When it's a king beyond the heart, we'll be guns. Red won't be shamed, but held in contempt. Threading the mountains away with kit and rotten. You can't hold your tongue with your teeth. My comment of fun with the one that's got to be. No need to wave. You lie down and take this.
Changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
So I'm just a daisy, and day in the morning, and tithe enough, but still living a low potato zone. I'm just a day.
FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. In that last block, what do we have? What did we just listen to? Oh, yeah. On the Town with Mikey D, some little delightful local music. We had Lost Books by Emerald Comets. Following that, Rock and Roll Part 3 by Horse Hands. Days Ago by Brigands. And just now, we just got through Why by Senseless Optimism. Here we are, firmly entrenched in Hour 3. Just about starting to reach the come down of our delightful little program. But don't you think for one second that we don't still have some delightful music for you. Here's Ease Into the Noise with Ballad of the Sylvan Doge.
Strange sister. your friend. His loyalty will end, burning through the end, brightening your furnace well. Got your fur caught in knots this time. Counting the rings until we die.
You are your own girlfriend. You don't need nobody. If there's trouble sleeping, there's no need to worry. Oh, don't you know? There's no one in this world more loving than you. So filled with fear, think nobody wants you. Just go find a mirror, there's the girl who loves you. Take her to a movie, hold her hand while walking. Wrap your arms around her, smile when she's talking. Oh, don't you know, there's no one in this world more loving than you. And when you're missing that little extra weight, and every pillow in your house just feels too fake, that there's a reason for that. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. You are your own girlfriend. You deserve affection. You can see she's lonely. Go give her affection. Oh, don't you know, there's no one in this world more loving than you.
Thank you.
something a little jazzy to bring you a nice little come down from several hours worth of local rock. In that last block, ease into the noise with Ballad of the Sylvan Doge, into Harmony's Cuddle Party with Yayo Girlfriend, Coral Moons with Shrooms following that, into Phantom Ocean, I'm with the Band, and just now, that nice little aperitif we just enjoyed was Midnight Snack by John Tyler Kent. And now to close us out, gonna bring the mood down even further with a little bit of dungeon synth from Jen Taiga with I Lie Alone, Numb. This is, of course, On the Town with Mikey D, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it looks like we're just about reaching the end of the program, so this last one will be doing it for us. I'm your hostess, Lils, and I will see you next month, but be sure to tune in every Wednesday from 9 o'clock to midnight, Eastern Standard Time. You can catch On the Town with Mikey D once again for more local goodies, more live performances, and hopefully not so many blackouts. All right, until next time, I'm your hostess Lil saying, bye.